This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. You are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Thirty minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. That's a fitting song right there. Is that a little Foo Fighters, There Goes My Hero? I would imagine a lot of Rams fans are looking at John Weber, Colorado State Athletic Director, and with that song in their mind, because a big day on Monday. Big hire, of course, bringing Jim Mora into the fold at Colorado State. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, the John Weber, Colorado State Athletic Director. My friend, thank you so much for giving us some time. I know it's a whirlwind for you, so we just appreciate the time you can give us.
Yeah, absolutely. Really appreciate you having me on today.
John, I gotta ask this. Nobody outside of, you know, your brain trust knew this was going to happen. You guys kept this buttoned up. How in the hell did you do that? Nobody knew anything, John.
We did run a really, really good search and a tight search there. It was a good group of folks that we worked with, and couldn't be more pleased with the result of it.
I mean, you had to be seeing all these rumors and, oh, I've got intel that I think this guy is going to be the coach. And it's like, no, nobody said Jim Mora. You had to smirk a little bit at some of that stuff.
I'm not going to lie. I did get a good giggle every now and then when I saw some of it.
Gotta love it, man. But John, can you take us through this process? Obviously, this was kind of an extended search, so you guys put in the time. I can't imagine what all went into that, but this search began in October. Can you just kind of give us a little bit of the rundown of kind of how that search began, you know, when Jim Mora started becoming more of a possibility for Colorado State?
Yeah, you know, so we made the leadership change, you know, obviously at a midpoint in the season, and wanted to make sure that we gave ourselves enough time to to do an exhaustive search, and someone described it as exhausting also. But it was an exhaustive search. We had an opportunity to talk to a lot of different people, but Coach Mora was on our list from day one, he was one of the first folks that we talked with, and kept coming back with him and had great conversations, and things broke in our way and his way, and I think we're both better for it. We're in a great place with him.
What was it about your initial conversation with him that kind of led you to think, yeah, this is going to be our guy? Without, you know, of course, you're not going to give us all the details, but was there a moment where you're like, yeah, I mean, records, that's great, but there's just something else here with this guy?
Well, you know, all of the conversations with him were fantastic. There was a moment that actually when we went to see him back in Connecticut, where we're sitting at a table, and he started talking about the word "we," and he started using it over and over and over again in his conversation. And I actually stopped him and I said, "What, you know, tell me what 'we' means." And his definition of the community, of the campus, of our players, our former players, everyone involved with the CSU football program, he really defines "we" for him. And you know, at a time that we, you know, that we need to build a program, with someone that's, got a lot of experience doing that. It was a great connection to make. And that was a poignant moment, I think, for both of us.
We're talking to Colorado State Athletic Director John Weber. Jim Mora was announced as the next head coach for the Rams football team on Monday. And that was a packed house, John. And there were also a lot of former players. I recognized a lot of guys there. And that just right off the bat, that seems like something you talk about. That seems like something that's very important to Jim, to be able to have those former players be a major part going forward for the Rams.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and they did show up in force, and I'm appreciative of that, and it sets the right tone for Coach Mora's tenure here, and really got it off to the right foot, and I've got to hand it to Coach Novell too. You know, he did a really nice job of fixing that relationship with our players and built on that, and Coach Mora is going to take that torch and continue to run with it. So So proud of the work that's been done and excited for the work that will continue to be done there.
John, it's such a unique business. Like you just said, you know, shouting out to Coach Jay Norvell and everything that he did. Obviously not a tough decision. So much goes into that, and he did a lot of good things for the Rams, but this business is fascinating. It's unlike any other. You have to make a really tough decision that I'm sure everybody was broken up about, and then you got to quickly move forward and start preparing for the future. It's a very unique job, John. It's fascinating to just kind of see how you've even evolved with this job the last few years.
Yeah, and you know what? Part of my job is to make sure that I'm surrounded by great people. You know, so folks like Scott Sidwell being involved in this process. You know, when I set out to find a deputy for CSU, you know, found one that had been working in the football program at the absolute highest levels, and he's made a big impact on our program as well. So. You know, like I said, my job is to be a team builder and give them what they need and then get out of the way and let them do their job. And that's, I'm excited to be able to serve CSU that way.
John, it was, and I just have to go here, in the press conference Monday, you know, Jim did mention that he was interested in the job back in 2019. I'm guessing, you know, you guys obviously discussed that at great length too. I think that also shocked a lot of people, not just fans, but the reporters that were there also.
Yeah, you know, he's been a fan of the West Coast for a long time, and you know, this is an opportunity for him to have a homecoming of sorts, and I'm glad that we were able to make it work on both sides this time.
And it's another part of this that's so intriguing to me too. I mean, these guys have to quickly get after it. I know he showed up Sunday night and it's cold, all that stuff, and then getting ready for the press conference, then goes back to talk to his old team to make that right. I really admired that he went back, because it was strange timing with Thanksgiving. But you got to jump right in, because signing day today, going through that with the recruiting process and the transfer portal, I mean, there's really no time for him to even think about anything else. It's crazy.
No, there's zero time. And, you know, that's a little bit crazy of how college football works in terms of where some of those dates land, especially with the signing day here. And you know, given everything that's happened within our program, you know, I got to say that I'm really proud of all our coaches and our personnel department here and Coach Moore as well for, you know, getting some folks into the signing class. You know, last count, I think we're sitting around 24, 25 commits. And we put together a phenomenal class, you know, in the face of adversity. I couldn't be more proud of that group of people.
Yeah, I'm curious to kind of dig in on that later in the program today, just some of those names on that list. One of the things you and Jim talked about in the press conference Monday was the path to the college football playoffs. You guys are not being shy about that, talking about your goals. And Jim saying, you know, I view this opportunity going back into the Pac-12 as that chance. Boy, I'm looking at the standings, too. We talked about this earlier with the rankings. I mean, there is a weird way that two G5 programs actually get in, too. So it's fascinating just to see that all unfold. But I loved hearing that kind of mindset from you and Jim talking about that path to the playoffs, how it just looks more realistic through the Pac-12, that journey and that road to the CFP.
No, that it's very real, and that's something that Coach Moore and I talked about quite a bit, in terms of, you know, if the goal is to go, you know, compete at the CFP level, you know, a program like Colorado State gives him, you know, every opportunity to be able to do so. And then, you know, if you roll the clock back a little bit here, it's why we built this stadium, it's why we went to the Pac-12, and it's why Coach Moore is here. Is that you know, we've got a shared vision of what that can mean for this university, what it can mean for this program, and you know, we are absolutely laser focused on making that a reality for us.
Talking to Colorado State Athletic Director John Weber, this is one of those big names, John. I mean Jim Mora, that family, that name is etched in stone all over the National Football League, all over college football. What does it mean? I mean, I know you're going through all the due diligence of your research and your search on who the next coach is going to be, but having such a big name like that in such a crazy time in the world of college football, just what does that mean to Colorado State?
Well, it means that we get a tremendous amount of experience, and it also means that we get a really great person along with us. You know, this is going to be a person that's going to be ingrained in our community. He and his wife, Kathy, and his family, they're just absolutely phenomenal people. They're going to represent Colorado State better than than anyone I can imagine. And, you know, with that kind of a partnership there, it just, it means, you know, great things, along with, obviously the pedigree, you know, of, you know, that he has had and his father has had, you know, it's a long-standing tradition, long-standing knowledge, and, we're grateful to have him a part of the Rams.
You guys were sharing a bunch of stuff on the CSU football X account yesterday. Just so many different legends of the game in football. I know you got a message from Peyton Manning. Coach Dick Vermeil was on that list. A lot of outstanding players and coaches and just figures in football, famous guys in football, reaching out to put something together to talk about this hire. That's just another part of this that's just got to mean the world to the Rams and their fans.
It does, and it just shows a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Mora and his long tenured career in the NFL and in college football. And you know, it's just it's a great network that's frankly going to be able to help CSU as well. You know, that's, you know, as we look going forward, that's something for all of us to be proud of, and we're looking forward to putting some more players in the NFL under Coach Moore's time frame here.
I mean, I've heard some people, not that it was even a negative, you know, they might just say something like, wow, he's 64 years old. I looked at this dude. This is why I asked my question, John, the hard-hitting stuff that you guys have come to expect from me. I'm looking at Jim Mora. I'm like, that dude ain't 64 years old. He looks like he could just bench. He looks like he could bench press you, John, and you are a tall human being. He's in fantastic shape, my friend.
Yeah, I invite anyone to meet him at the base of a mountain and racing to see who gets to the top first.
Yeah. Well, that's the next question then. Are you going to be a part of that? Because he said that's one of his goals. He's going to scale it.
See. I don't know if I'm going to get all 54, but we'll see what I can do.
I would just like to be invited, John. I can't promise that I'll commit, but just let me know if there's an invite available. I would like to be on the list.
I'll do it.
John, I appreciate you, man. Getting to know you over these last few years, watching you just kind of, you know, get into this position. You've had big decisions to make, and then big, great decisions, hiring Ali Faroukh Manesh, and then now Jim Mora. Man, my hat's off to you, my friend. I'm really appreciative of the work you're doing, and I'm excited to see what's next for Colorado State.
Thank you. Good to talk to you, Brady. Go Rams.
All right, my friend. John Weber, Colorado State Rams Athletic Director. How do they keep it so quiet, Michael? Nobody knew about this, and yet they were able to keep it quiet, and this search firm got them a ton of names, and they went through the process, but it sounds like Jim Mora was always kind of the number one guy on that list.
Well, I knew about it.
You did not know about it.
I did know about it.
Do you every time, do you have to come in and do that weird little thing, contribute? Can you contribute? Come on, Mike.
I can contribute.
Can you contribute to the program? It's all
sometimes.
I need. Sometimes you can contribute to the program.
Every now and then.
Yeah. That's a stretch. Callahoma here saying, maybe Charlie, talking about the Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss Jr. thing, maybe Charlie is going back to drop a few hints about spots LSU needs to fill on the team. Yeah, man. I mean, that's another thing. Like, we're going back behind enemy lines. I mean, they already know all the intel about Ole Miss, but still. Faith, I sadly think BYU is out. They messed up their chances with their loss to Texas Tech earlier in the season. Also, it was a pretty bad loss, only scoring 7. As a Razorback fan, we never like LSU, so now just an even bigger reason with Kiffin there. Yeah, fantastic. How can you not be passionate about college football, even with all the stuff going on around the sport? At the end of the day, isn't it still a blast to sit down and talk about standings and what this loss means, how Miami fans are going to be absolutely pissed, how BYU fans are going to be, obviously they're thrilled that they're keeping their guy. They, you know, we got that news yesterday that Kalani Sitake is going to stay with BYU, but they also might miss the playoffs in the same week. Emotional roller coaster for BYU. How can you not love this? How can you not love it?
I got to say, I like BYU's coach.
I love BYU's coach.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think he's a very good coach. And also, BYU doesn't play nearly as dirty under his reign as they have in the past. I mean, BYU's a dirty football team. They're like, I call them Florida State West.
BYU?
Oh, yeah.
They're dirty?
Oh, yeah, they play dirty.
Well, kind of. I like watching them play. I like watching them play basketball, too.
I don't know about their basketball team, but their football team's dirty. Nice people in the stands, dirty football team.
Don't they talk trash and they're kind of like Philip Rivers? Like, gee dang it. They don't actually curse, or do they curse? I guess they're not, you know.
I don't know if they curse or not, but they do play dirty. It's like you know, we're nice 6 days out of the week, but on Saturday, we're allowed to play dirty.
45 minutes after the hour, First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I mean, so John Weber has now made, I'm going to say, three pretty big decisions now. Was John in charge when they gave Nico Medved the contract extension with the buyout? I don't know for sure, but let's just say three major decisions now. He's done a lot of other things, increasing the game day experience, hiring a different staff, getting Scott Sidwell there. There's a million different things we could list, but when we talk about the big outward things that fans look at, it is hiring Ali Faroukhmanesh, and some would say that was a no-brainer, but you still had to do it. You still had to hope that an assistant coach that was under Nico Medved was going to hit the ground running just like Medved, because they want to keep going to tournaments. They want to make sure that they keep that momentum going, and they got to make sure they find that right guy. So it was a little bit of a risk, even though it seemed like an obvious choice. Had to make the decision to move on from Jay Norvell midseason, and then, of course, was ultimately responsible for hiring Jim Mora. So that's three big changes that could forever alter the course, the history of Colorado State. You might have a real football, not that the other guys weren't real football guys, but Jim Mora's name is bigger than Jay Norvell's. Jim Mora's name is bigger than Steve Adazio's and Mike Bobo and even Jim McElwain. This guy, and honestly, outside of Colorado, bigger than Sonny Lubick. It's just a fact. You hired a big game killer, and he is in Fort Collins. 46 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.